This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas has a well-documented problem with how it treats kids who fall into foster care or the juvenile justice system. Now, a KCUR investigation has found one runaway whose story reveals a larger problem. Peggy Lowe reports on how Kansas failed a girl named Hope, a young victim of sex trafficking who ended up being treated as a criminal. And just to note to listeners, this story contains some graphic details.
As a child, Hope Joy May Zephyrjohn lived up to her name. Her godmother, Stacy Kelly, says she was a sweet, freckle-faced kid with beautiful blue eyes who liked to be outside.
Hope is extremely full of life and very energetic and very much a tomboy.
There were six kids in the Zephyrjohn home. Kelly says money was scarce and the home was sometimes violent. When Hope was just 14, a man named Anthony Long started hanging out there. He was 24 years old and went by the nickname Angel. In early 2014, police were called to the home on reports of a fight and discovered that the kids weren't going to school.
When the police came into the home, it was full of feces, full of trash and clothes everywhere and roaches out in the daytime because they were so infested and they had horrible bed bugs.
15-year-old Hope was charged with misdemeanor battery and ordered to an out-of-the-home placement, which is like foster care, in Salina. At the time, she considered Anthony Long her boyfriend, and he soon found her. And she quickly learned Anthony, or Angel, had two sides.
I love angels, okay? Let's say, and that's what he was to me. He was, when he treated me good and everything. And then when he became all rude, it's like, where's the one I love? This is just an Anthony, you know? So it's kind of like...
Hope ran away with Long, who brought her back to Topeka. There, he sold videos of them having sex, and he forced her to recruit other girls, sometimes through Facebook. He prostituted Hope and others. Hope told her godmother, Stacy Kelly, about it.
And if she didn't give her money to him, then it was going to be hell to pay.
The hell included beatings. Hope Zephyrjohn says Long tried to kill her twice, that she miscarried twice, and that he threatened to kill her one-year-old son and anyone close to her if she disobeyed. Ultimately, he took her to New York, where she was arrested for shoplifting and sent back to Topeka to jail. When she was 17, Zephyrjohn was charged as an adult with 10 felonies.
Hello, you have a call at no expense to you from...
Hope Zephyrjohn.
An inmate at
Kansas Department of Corrections, Topeka Correctional Facility.
After feeling like a prisoner when she was with Long, Zephyrjohn says that being in lockup was almost a relief.
I was like the prisoner, and he was like a warden to me. Like, I cannot do... See, coming to prison, it's not a bigger change. It's not no big adjustment at all to me, which is pretty sad.
Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kage says Zephyrjohn was charged as an adult because of the seriousness of the crime. He says by carrying out Long's orders, she victimized at least two other girls who were sex trafficked.
This was not her pimp. This was her boyfriend. She actively sought out children. Minor children that he might sexually exploit.
Court documents show that in one incident, a 15-year-old girl told prosecutors that Zephyrjohn and Long prostituted her to a man at a Junction City motel. The girl made $6,000 over a weekend, which she turned over to Long. One of the victims asked that Zephyrjohn be sent to prison.
How do you deal with somebody like Hope Zephyrjohn?
Kage says prosecutors were sympathetic to her. After she testified against Long, the DA dropped 9 of the 10 felonies. She pleaded guilty in December 2016 and was sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison.
What are you supposed to do? If you give a pass to everyone who does the sorts of things that Ms. Zephyrjohn did, I don't know that society actually wants that to happen.
In April 2017, Anthony Long was sentenced to 35 years in prison, pleading guilty to attempted aggravated human trafficking and 3 other sex charges. If he's ever released from prison, Long must register as a sex offender for 25 years. Yet Hope Zephyrjohn was placed on the sex offender registry for life. At her sentencing, a district court judge told her that she started out a victim in this case, but that she, quote, crossed the line at some point in time.
We've waged war on the very population that we said we were going to serve.
Karen Countryman Rosworm is director of the Center for Combating Human Trafficking at Wichita State University. She says that including Zephyr John, there are currently 13 young women who went through the Kansas foster care or justice system, ran away, were sex trafficked while they were minors, and were detained for their alleged crimes.
We're seeing an increase in the criminalization of the very populations that we intended to serve, largely because people only know enough about trafficking to be dangerous.
And that's despite the fact that state and federal law is supposed to prevent the prosecution of anyone under 18 for prostitution. Advocates say they are still facing a cultural battle. At Rights for Girls, a nonprofit that focuses on gender-based violence, Yasmin Vafa says their rallying cry is, there's no such thing as a child prostitute.
So many of the young women and girls that we deal with on a day-to-day basis are really seen as bad girls or, you know, complicit in the exploitation that they're experiencing. And there's still, you know, a great amount of victim blaming going on.
Hope Zephyrjohn is now 21 years old. She's sorry for what she and Long did to the victims and says she'd like to apologize. Former Governor Jeff Collier denied her first request for a pardon. And now she has made a second request to Governor Laura Kelly.
I do feel like I deserve another chance. As long as I get hope, I can give hope to people.
Governor Kelly told KCUR in a written statement that she thinks Zephyr John's case is sad and that she'll consider her clemency request just like the others she gets. But Kelly said there's a larger structural criminal justice problem in Kansas that needs to be addressed. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about other women in situations similar to Hope's. Tune in for part two of this KCUR investigation.